Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at PR@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, as a person who has been rescued by 13 cats, one of them deaf, animal rescue, or maybe I should say animals rescuing people, and pets with special needs are very close to who I am today and very, very close to my heart. And that is why I absolutely love today's guest, fellow radio host, author, and my friend, Susan Marie. Susan is the host of the incredible Doggy Diva Show and now is the author of Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, The Doggy Diva Diaries. And I'm just honored and thrilled to share her with you. So let's get going. Welcome to the network, Susan.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. When I'm talking to you, we always have a great time, don't we?
I know. It's all about the animals.
It is. It's always fun. I love it. You have such a story, Susan. So before we begin talking about your books and your radio show, I want folks to understand how you got to the books and the radio show. So let's begin by sharing your first experience with amputee special needs pets.
Well, my husband and I were actively involved for years in greyhound rescue, and we had adopted one of our greyhounds, Maggie. And this was back, we adopted her like in 96, but in 1998, she was diagnosed with cancer. We were actually marching in a parade. They wanted the greyhounds to march in a parade. My greyhounds and I were there. And she started limping, brought her to the vet. They didn't see anything in the x-ray, brought her back about 2 weeks later because she was still limping. She ended up having a small tumor, which turned out to be, she had osteosarcoma, had to have the leg amputated. Everything happened very fast. And back then, it wasn't as... there wasn't as much available for, you know, help for me to research and learn a lot about it. So I went all the way out. I actually went on the internet. This was before, you know, obviously Facebook and social media. So I went on and did my own research and contacted people in Canada. Fabulous people helped me up there in Canada. I learned things from all over. I worked with people in Colorado. I worked with people in California. And we were living in Florida at the time, and I had an entire network of people who worked with me because I didn't understand the amputation process or what I was to expect. And a lot of people at that time were putting their dogs down as opposed to amputating the leg. And that was like my first, I had no experience with it. I did have, we do take in seniors and special needs pets. One of my other greyhounds was epileptic. And, you know, we had things such as that. We had heart disease and things like that, but I'd never dealt with an amputation. So I had incredible support from that. And I learned a lot and became kind of a go-to person for some of the local people who realized that you could have an amputee pet because Maggie didn't know she was missing a leg. Other people may have realized it, but she didn't know it. And as a matter of fact, we sat for months or over a year in front of PetSmart getting signatures for a dog park, the first dog park in our community to open. And Maggie had lost her leg before that. The oncologist gave her the okay to actually go to the grand opening, and she was the mascot for the grand opening of that dog park. She ran around that dog park and beat all the dogs out. Maggie had no idea she had three legs. She just knew she was special, and that was sort of where I was initiated into thinking of animals, kind of like as special needs, because they're really special. There's nothing unusual about them. They certainly don't know it. And that was when I started to kind of understand and be more aware of what an amputee pet was all about.
Wow. And, you know, as you were talking about greyhounds, that's a whole other topic. I hope that that's still the cruelty that goes on to those specific animals. I hope that still doesn't happen today.
Well, and back when we were doing it, I actually started in New York. We got our first greyhound. I mean, my husband is a saint. And, you know, along with marrying me, he had to marry all my pets. So when we actually started to do greyhound adoption together, he started to come to all the events. We started fostering pets. and I'm a terrible foster failure, but we fostered pets, and we did a lot with the Greyhounds. And then we moved to Florida, where a number of our Greyhounds were from. And I actually got to meet some wonderful people who worked in the rescues down here with the Greyhounds, and we fostered a number of them, and we adopted some. And it's amazing the people who are so passionate, who are into the adoption of these retired rescue Greyhounds. Yep. And the Greyhound is a very special and dear animal to me. I mean, they changed my life. Maggie was one of my heart pets who totally changed my life. So she changed the way I look at life in general.
I love that. People say they own their pet or they rescued their pet. I think the pets rescue the people, quite frankly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. They seek us out. Yes. And we got Maggie by accident. We were supposed to get another dog. Almost all of our pets, we were, they all seem to come into your life. You definitely don't go seek them. You may seek them in some way, but however it's supposed to happen, I believe it always happens.
I agree. I have 13 cats and they found me. And if 50 more found me, I would feel like, okay, they're supposed to be with me. So, I'm never going to turn.
I love Pat, you're so much like me.
I'm not turning anybody away.
Spirit.
I know. That's why we love each other.
Someone called me up and said, I understand you do Greyhound rescue. Would you take in an Italian Greyhound and foster her? I had never seen an Italian Greyhound in person. I obviously knew what they were, but so she was pretty far away. We met halfway. We got her. She weighed like 3.5 pounds. She was this adorable little Italian Greyhound who came into my house. I actually had whippets also. So I had basically every hound group. I had a Greyhound whippet, and then we brought Sophia in as an Italian Greyhound who fit in marvelously with the pets and with all of my foster animals because we were still fostering. And sometimes with the larger animals, there's small animal issues, and we didn't have it at all. Sophie was like unique into herself, and I got Sophie after Maggie passed away. So Sophie came in at a perfect time, and she also had she had some health issues, and her background was, she was rescued. I'll just leave it at that. She had her background was not good. She was rescued. She was brought to us. We had a wonderful, wonderful relationship with the person who brought her to us. And, of course, Sophie was a gift to us. Now, Sophie is how I started with the radio show because I used to sponsor a fashion show for rescue dogs, and all of the proceeds would go to the rescues at this event we used to do. And I started with my Greyhounds. And then Sophie was just showing up, in my husband's arms. She ended up stealing the show. We ended up going on a local talk show each year. We did it in 2001. We did it again in 2002. And it was all about Sophie. It was never about me. It was everything. Even the show today and the article that I write that I've been writing for quite a few years has always been from the perspective of my dogs and the Doggy Divas. And Sophia actually won the audience over, and we were offered our show. We had a half-hour show. It was all about Sophia. Her nickname was Sophia the Doggy Diva. Show became the Doggy Diva Show, and it was about Sophia the Doggy Diva, and we would bring guests on, and the whole interview was from the perspective of a dog, a rescue dog. And then we got picked up for an hour because we had such great, tremendous response. There wasn't any dog talk shows at the time. I'm going back to 2003 from the perspective of a dog, and we'd go to a number of events and a number of local events. She was invited to things from all over the country. She became quite a little star, and all for the good of the adopted and rescue animals and homeless pets. And we interviewed Bob Barker, and it was all from her perspective. Of course, Bob is a huge proponent of spay and neuter. And to this day, we end our show with please adopt, rescue, foster, and spay and neuter your pets. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we're passionate about. And that's something that Sophie was all about. Wherever we went, that was her thing. So she was the original Doggy Diva. And then when Sophie passed away in 2013, in the meantime, just before that, I had gotten into a major accident. I was hit by a tractor trailer, which totally changed my life, totally changed what I could do, totally changed my mobility. I had numerous surgeries, physical therapies, I was in wheelchairs, I had a cane. You know, from my running around at all these events with my dogs, I couldn't do it any longer. I had to modify what I could do, but I still wanted to be active in the community. And I was healing, which I learned from Maggie, that even if you have some sort of a special need or disability, it really doesn't matter if you don't know it. Maybe some other people know it, but it depends on how you react. And because of Maggie, this wonderful organization, Italian Greyhound Rescue of Florida, my sister said, I think it's time that you get a new one. I think it's time you bring in a new family member. She found Olive through this Facebook group, and we contacted them, and because they were looking for someone who was home and who could help amputee. She also lost her leg to cancer. She was rescued and needed a new home, and they got her healthy, and they did a successful amputation. We actually healed together because she came, and I call Sophie the fairy dog mother, the real fairy dog mother in the story is Ian Marie, who was our representative, who adopted Olive, and we just sat and cried together the day she adopted her out to me, and that was the day that my life changed again. So Olive, actually, I couldn't leave the house. My husband had to drive me everywhere. I couldn't drive. We took her to the doctor with us because she was healing, and my doctor saw how I changed over this amount of time, tremendously, how my healing. Then I finished with physical therapy. I could drive again, and to this day, Olive and I go everywhere together.
just makes me get goosebumps and tingle. You know, it's just such a beautiful, a beautiful organic relationship, where kind of a symbiotic relationship where you're just both helping each other. It's such a beautiful story. And I'm sure there's more stories out there like that, actually.
Oh, there are, Pat. I'm telling you, so many people, and I'm sure you've had people telling you this too, but so many people have shared so much with me over the years in doing this, and how their pets, whether they be disabled, special needs, or just rescue pets, or pets in general, how they've changed their lives. Yeah. I mean, they're truly angels that come into our lives.
No, it's very, very, very true. Wow. So then after Miss Olive, now you've got two more, Francesca and Coco, right?
I have Francesca and Coco. And Francesca's an Italian Greyhound, and she is a little older, but she's, you know, we got her when she was younger. And Coco came to us as a puppy, and I hadn't had a puppy in years. And one of my friends, she's a marvelous rescue person. I mean, I say her and St. Francis are right up there together. She came to my house on the way from an event, said, can I just use your restroom for the minute? Had three little puppies. Coco jumped on my husband's lap, and she said, would you mind fostering Coco? Because I'm just getting ready to take him to another foster home. Well, that was 4 years ago. Coco's still with us. So if you look up foster failure in the dictionary, my husband and I are in there.
She knew exactly what she was doing. Can I use your restroom and maybe drop off a dog or two?
Yeah.
I love that. So then what led you to write this new book that you wrote?
Well, I originally wanted to write about Sophia, and, you know, my mother-in-law was wonderful and encouraged me. She said, you have so many stories and so many wonderful things to write about, and how she changed your life and other people's lives and animals' lives, almost animals' lives. And Sophie passed away, and I didn't do it. And Olive came into my life, and I met this wonderful illustrator who was a guest on my show. And she was also an author, and that's Rebecca Phillips. She is the illustrator of this book, Miss Olive Finds a Forever Home. We started to talk, and a few months later we met, and because I had already had a draft out of the book that I had, and I was very specific on how I wanted it to look and what I wanted it to feel like. I wanted it to have almost like a magical feeling to it, and I wanted the premise to be for children, animal lovers, for people who have special needs, children who have special needs, whatever. to understand that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's matter what you, the love and, you know, kindness that you have on the inside that matters. And that's what Olive's about. And in the book, it says everyone else was getting adopted, all the other foster dogs. And Olive said, is it because they have four legs and I only have three? That's our only reference really in the book to her being different. But, and Rebecca was, it was just magical because the the book, and I know you have a copy of the book, the illustrations show the kind of like where she went from this sad little pup to this wonderful, she had friends and she had a family and her whole life turned, you know, upside down. She was so happy and it was because of the goodness in her. And Sophia, the doggy diva, of course, I said to Rebecca, I'd like to honor her. I want to do a book about her. And she had this wonderful idea. We'll have Sophia on every page of the book with a little magic wand. And the when the shows what it was originally about was Sophie in this fairy cape with a little magic wand and the sprinkle of glitter in the shape of a heart. And that's what's all around Olive in the book. It's about how magic can come into your life in a way that you may not even know or when it's going to happen, but it happens. And that's what Sophia brought to the book.
It's a beautiful book, Susan. It feels good. It makes you feel good. You obviously found an amazing illustrator. And
oh, she's fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, the message, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, The Doggy Diva Diaries. Now, sadly, during this book production process, your mom passed away, and so you honored her in your book, too, right?
Absolutely, and Pat, I have to tell you, my mom, since I was a child, I always was writing and doing, you know, was very creative and always dressed up my pet. So here I am at my age, whatever, you know. I'm not a kid anymore, but from when I was a child, she was very supportive. Her and my grandmother were very supportive. She lived, my grandmother lived with us and helped make my dresses. I always would have my, you know, forget dolls. I just dressed up my pets and took them in the bed. My sister's baby carriage said, no, you're not going to go in. I'm taking so-and-so. So I take the dogs or cats or whoever I had out. And my mom was so supportive of me all along the way. And believe me, we've rescued everything from, you know, geckos to ladybugs to birds, and some of them would not be in a very good state. And my mom was a nurse, and I joked that our porch was like a triage center because Nana and my mom would help me. You know, they'd go, okay, Susie, we'll get this together. And, you know, of course, some of them made it and some of them didn't, but it helped to teach me about caring for things and caring for animals, no matter what kind of animal. You know, I may have only had dogs or cats, but I was open to an entire, you know, venue of animals, and they helped me to heal them. And that's, I think that's where I started with it way back then with rescue.
Oh, that's such a beautiful story. You're a beautiful person.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
And
I have to tell you that animals really help to bring that beauty out because they're such a pure, they're such pure souls, and they want so much to please and to have you be happy. And I know that we in return want that for them. And I think that they're, as I said before, they're in our lives for a reason. Now, my mom, who passed during the writing of this book, which she was in the dedication, she passed just before, and Rebecca was so good because we had a delay the release of the book because she drew a beautiful picture of my mom, and we put her with Sophie in loving memory of Grammy, because my mom took care of my pets for a number of years. She was like their nanny.
Right.
And she helped me through my surgeries and my healing. My mom was there with the pets, and we used to joke it was like a conga line. She would come to bring me, whether it be my food, my medicine, or whatever, and all of the pets would be lined up. And you have to picture my mom. She was like 4'10".
A little teeny.
She was like a little bird. And she would come, and they'd all be behind her. And
oh,
I had this entire nursing staff. Some with four legs, some with two. But I was taken care of so well, and it really helped my healing process because of that. And I do miss my mom so much, but I know that she is with me and with us in the book, and her and Sophie are all paws and thumbs up for us.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, she and Sophie are up there clapping, saying, yay,
yeah.
We're so proud of you.
Yeah.
And you said that I have a copy of the book. I no longer have it because my grandson took it and he reads it all the time. So it's been good.
And you know, Pat, I have to tell you, we've had such wonderful feedback from people whose children, grandchildren absolutely fell in love with the book. I want to just tell one quick story. I got an email from someone who put a little gift. Her granddaughter was in the hospital and was very, very sick, and she put a little gift basket together for her granddaughter, and in it she put Paula's book, and she brought it, and she held on to the book and loved the book, wouldn't let the book go. The doctor came in, and they were trying to clear the bed for him, and she says, please don't take Olive from me. I love her. And they let her keep the book. Yeah, it was like she said that it helped her little granddaughter heal. And she did keep saying over and over, would you please read me Miss Olive's story? Would you please read me Miss Olive's story? And I find that, and we've gotten quite a few emails and notes about that, and it just makes me feel so good because that's what the book was all about. It's about healing and knowing that it's the love and kindness you have inside that really makes the magic happen for you.
You know what? If no one buys another book, your job is done. Just think of touching lives like that.
That's what we feel. I feel as though that it was a gift to get it out. And Rebecca, as I said, she's such a gifted artist. And what we did was, because it was going to be a children's book, she had created 4 different illustrations. And we tested it in front of mommies and children, little kids. And the image that they loved, that was resonating with them, and they didn't. The other ones were beautiful, but one was too realistic, one was a little too cartoony, the other one was a little too serious, and this one, which is this beautiful little cartoony figure, but a very happy-looking cartoony figure, is the one the children liked. So that was, and the moms. So that's the one that came through. So we did a little research on it, going through and into it too. So Rebecca was very patient because I wanted it to be as close to perfect as it could be, because I knew when I was a little girl how these types of books meant so much to me, and I want it to be that way for children, little boys and little girls, and also adults, because it has a healing quality to it, I believe.
Absolutely. If you were going to do this, it had to be done right. And so you take the time up front, and especially because it's called The Doggy Diva Diaries, I'm assuming there are going to be more books to come.
Yes. Her next book is Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Friends. Mm-hmm. And we are already, that is it's almost done. It'll be ready for release next spring. And in this book, at the back of the book, those are dogs. It's our backyard with all of the dogs. It's actually, my mom was supposed to be in there, but she passed. But John's mom's in there. We have my sister's dogs are in there. Cats that we had are in there. My sister-in-law's dog's in there, and of course, all our dogs are in there. And that's her finding her forever home. Now with her forever friends, we have a number of animals that are going to be in there that are going to be, it's set in a dog park.
Oh, how fun. When's that coming out?
That's going to be out in the spring.
Okay. All right. Give us something good to look forward to.
Yes. And then we're going to have a holiday. The holiday book is going to be coming up after that.
You're having way too much fun between this and the radio show, right?
I love it. You know, it's really, and you know this, when you have a passion,
Yes. You
just, you want to take that passion to the best level that you can. Mm-hmm. And I'm so lucky to be working in the industry where I could pursue my passion, because it's something that I truly love and I resonate with.
Yep. And it's obvious through your work, both on your radio show, The Doggy Diva Show, and now your book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home. So we've talked about your journey, which has been quite a journey, and just the love that you share with and for your pets. Is there anything, though, we missed that you wanted to talk about today?
I think that we pretty much got everything. It's a book for children, and it's a book for adults. It's a book for that is about special needs pets. finding their forever home. But it's really not just about that. It's about it doesn't really matter what you look like on the outside. It's what matters, what you look like on the inside that counts. And I believe from, you know, my friends say that our home is like the island of misfit toys. You know, we take in the seniors, we take in special needs. And my husband and I have been blessed that we could afford to do this and take care of these animals. And that's kind of like what I wanted, that you know, it doesn't really matter what the pets look like. They just give you unconditional love. And the unconditional love that you get from your pets is something that it just can't be duplicated. It's something, it fills my heart, and I know it fills your heart, and I'm sure that there's a number of people out there that have their hearts filled with the unconditional love from their pets. So that's kind of like, that's how I end my show, and that's what really the book's about.
Yep. And you get that from the book. It's not like hitting you over the head with a message. However, you get the point.
Yeah, and I also wanted people, it's about fostering. And the book itself, I just want to make it clear that Olive was rescued from the Italian Greyhound Rescue of Florida. In the book, it's a generic rescue organization because I wanted to get as many animals as I could in there so that everybody could see that whether you have a little dog, a big dog, whatever, they're all looking for that love and that unconditional love, and that give you unconditional love back. So the book is a little different than what Olive originally went through, but it's not, as you said, not hit you over the head. It's a nice, gentle hug.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. I love that. Well, now I want to be sure folks know where to find out more, where they can purchase your book, where they can hear the radio show. So give us any information that would be helpful.
They could go to www.thedoggydiva.com. That's D-O-G-G-Y, doggydiva.com. And we have the Doggy Diva Show Facebook page. We have all of the stories about, you know, from Sophia to Olive, the backgrounds on the pets, the backgrounds on the show. We also write for a magazine. We've been writing since 2007. Actually, Sophia started it. Olive took over her little computer. And so Olive writes the articles now. And we also have something called Miss Olive's Favorite Things, which she will pick out things that mean a lot to her, and we feature them. And a lot of it's like, we love things that pay it forward.
Yep. And your website's a beautiful site. Just visually, it's a beautiful site. So it's thedoggydiva.com, and you can get more information about your show, The Doggy Diva Show. It's also featured on our Speak Up Talk radio network. And the book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, The Doggy Diva Diaries. And as you say, it's more about the kindness and love that you have on the inside that counts, and not how we look. And boy, is that a message for our time. So I congratulate you for all the work that you do. And I wanted to say, I just love you and I love what you do. So thank you for sharing this with us today.
Thank you, Pat. And I love you and I love everything that you're doing also. And thank you, everyone.